Hello and welcome to Weekly Update, where we bring you the most uplifting and the funniest news from the past week. I'm Guy Amoretti.
And I'm Tiffany Kerr. Welcome, everyone. We're so excited to have you here with us this week. Let's kick it off right now and start with Weekly Catch Up. What do you got for us this week, Guy? What's been going on?
Well, first, I just want to say how much fun it was to spend time with you, Jason, Nance, and the boys at the aquarium this past weekend. It was a blast.
I am so happy we did that. Yes. And the eel. What's his name?
Oh my gosh. Miguel Watson.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was such a sweet little setup they had. The boys were in awe. And guess what? Each one of them now has a favorite new animal. It's an eel.
That is so cute. What was it? What was their previous favorite animal?
Well, like I said, they do everything together. Before the eel, it was actually chihuahuas. They're big fans of that Beverly Hills Chihuahua series.
I do not blame them. I have always loved Chihuahuas since I was younger. I've always wanted a tiny little Chihuahua.
There are some cute Chihuahuas out there. But anyway, so besides that, there was one little hiccup this weekend. Our neighbors next door have a nice big pond, and it was frozen over, and we decided to go ice skating. Well, the boys were on there for at least an hour, but the moment I got on there, I fell right through.
Oh my goodness. That sounds horrible. Oh God, I hate cold water.
All the way up to my waist. I was freezing. Thankfully, I had just watched a video on YouTube for some reason about how to get out of a lake if you fall in.
How do you do it?
So, what you do is you kick your feet up to the point where they're up touching the ice, and then you just kick. And let your body propel yourself out of the water.
And it works just fine with the ice skates on?
Well, you know, I'm sure it was a sight to be seen, but it worked just fine.
Oh gosh, I hope Nance has a video of that.
Oh, I hope she doesn't. Anyway, well, how about you? What have you been up to?
Okay, well, Jace. I mean, he's so talented with his music. And it got me starting to think about, you know, how can I be more connected with him? He's my fiance. You know, he's a young, hot stallion.
That's one way to put it.
He's gorgeous. You know how I feel about Jace. But I'm thinking about taking a class down at the community college.
What class?
I want to take a music class, an intro to music class, so I can kind of, you know, when Jace is talking to me about kind of, you know, the mixes he's making and stuff, and all the different beats and tempos and stuff. Mm. So I want to take a music class, but I'm so nervous. You know, I played the clarinet when I was a little girl. I mean, it must have been middle school. And then I haven't even touched any sheet music since then. So I'm really excited. It's actually going to be my Christmas present to Jace. Cute. I haven't told him I'm doing it yet, but when I tell him, you know, I'm going to go take a music class, He's going to be so excited.
Oh, he's going to love that. That is so thoughtful of you. I really think that is so thoughtful. And he is going to appreciate that more than anyone would. I mean, you have always been there for him, always been supporting him in his music. And now you want to take that extra step. So good for you.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it. And I mean, I don't know. This is long term. But I'm hoping maybe I can pick up an instrument after.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think that's long term. I think you should get started on that right away while you do it. I think that's a great idea. If you could pick any instrument, which one would you pick?
Well, I almost want to learn the electric keyboard. So then maybe, I don't know, like, I've always had this kind of, you know, this dream of standing on stage with Jace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, helping out a little bit. You know, I cannot DJ, no way. But, you know, maybe someday I could make some of the sounds he would use in his set. I don't really know how it all works.
I think one day you could. I think that's a great goal. Oh,
yeah, good. I'm really excited.
I'm excited for you.
Let's just move on into our next section. Our knee slapping news. What do you got for us today, Guy?
Here's a story out of England. A frog from Ecuador was found hiding in bananas at a Northampton Tesco.
A frog?
Yes, a frog. And the frog traveled all the way from Ecuador with a bunch of bananas to England.
cute. What kind of frog was it?
So they haven't formally identified it, but they believe it's a type of tree frog. But unfortunately, that doesn't narrow it down too much, because apparently there are over 900 species of tree frog.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
That's a fun little fact. But yes, so they think that the frog made a 5,000-mile journey by hopping into a shipping crate as it was being loaded up in South America. Can you believe it?
Maybe he wanted to take a little trip. I don't blame him.
I mean, everyone needs a vacation. Why not?
Go see the queen.
Why not this frog? Go see the queen. There you go. But they called the local animal rescue. They came by, took really good care of the frog. And they say that, you know, even though it was probably quite the trip for him, they said he was in good condition. He was doing just fine.
Well, good.
Yeah. So.
That's hilarious.
Hopefully they identify what kind of frog it is. And maybe get him back home to his family.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I saw Paddington.
Yeah. You know what? Great movie. But that's, you know, that's a good point. Maybe this frog could have a very positive impact on the local community, just like Paddington.
I hope so.
You can hope. You can
okay.
Hope.
Hopefully we'll be giving you an update about that someday.
All right, what do you have for us?
I actually have a story from England, too. Jane Tapper, who lives with her family in Newton Abbey in England, was just sick and tired of her husband going to the local pub to hang out with his buddies. She was done with it. He was staying out late. You know, the kids at home. She was done. So, instead of going out, Jane had the idea to build a pub right in the backyard for her fun-loving husband. So Jane is calling the pub the Doghouse Inn. She's going to let her husband Paul drink there, but she's also going to host some great parties.
Oh, so fun. That's such a sweet idea.
I think it is, too. I mean, that's kind of fun. I mean, it's fun to kind of have, you know, whatever your partner likes to do, just, you know, have a place for them to do it right there at home.
Yeah.
So you can share it. I don't know. I think that's fantastic. I would love if Jace had, you know, a real stage set up at home, you know?
Well, hey, maybe that's an idea for Christmas.
Oh. I mean, I'm really worrying about the idea that I got him for Christmas, because, I mean, kind of, it's an idea for me, but I'm hoping he'll like it because
maybe
we can spend more time together.
Oh, yes. Oh, of course. Of course he will. That's what he wants most in the world. I'm sure of it.
That's true. Let's oh, God. He's the best.
You. Oh, you both are. You both are. Well, why don't we move on to our next segment, Sweetest Scoop. What sweet kind of scoop do you have for us this week, Tiff?
Okay. This story, I mean, I just love this story. So Chris Morris, out of Maine, he has a duck. Her name is Yellow Duck, and tragically, her mate passed away recently.
Oh, no.
And she's been suffering from loneliness ever since. So Morris decided to help his little duck and posted a personal ad on her behalf that read, "Duck seeking duck. Lonesome runner duck seeks companion. Partner recently deceased."
Oh.
But, okay, there is a happy ending. Do not worry.
I'm nervous.
So Sadie Green, she owns a farm, and she saw the ad, and she actually has several male ducks herself. So,
perfect.
I know. Yep. So Green and Morris are going to meet soon so that Yellow Duck can meet some of the male ducks and see if any of them suit her fancy.
Oh, perfect. Duck blind dating. I love that.
I love this story.
Me too. Me too. And I love Yellow Duck. I love that name for a duck. And I think Yellow Duck is a wonderful duck and will find a wonderful mate in no time. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you, Yellow Duck.
Oh, all of us are over here at Weekly Update.
Yeah, can't wait for that update.
I hope so. You know what? I'm going to keep an eye on it, everyone.
Please do. Please do.
So what do you have for us?
My sweetest scoop involves places all across the country. It's called Santa Cares. Malls across the U.S. are opening early this holiday season so that kids with autism can visit Santa in a calmer setting. So it's set up by the nonprofit Autism Speaks and Cherry Hill Programs. And yeah, they're holding these Santa Cares days in the malls because when you go to the mall in the holiday season, it's crazy. It's hectic. There is way too much hustling and bustling at these malls. It's too much. It's too much for anyone, and let alone children who have autism.
Oh my gosh, I'm loving this story so far. You know what? And it is true. The malls are crazy right now. It's, you know, it's sensory overload for almost everyone who goes, it's just so crazy just even trying to move around and get to where you need to go.
Yeah.
So I love that they're doing a program like this.
Yeah, because it could be really overwhelming for children with autism who oftentimes have sensory disabilities. So it's great that they're doing this. And what they'll do is they are dimming the lights, they're lowering the music, they're just really making it a calmer setting. They're even giving Santa some special training on how to interact with special needs children. So they're going to either lay on the floor or stand behind their chairs to make sure that each child is comfortable during the photo shoot. So it's really, they're just trying to make it more inclusive, which I think we can agree is a good thing for any situation.
In any event, any sort of special time. Well, it's great that they're doing that. For those kids, that's fantastic.
I agree.
And I think this is a really great time of the year to do something special for those around you. Volunteer, even if you don't know someone, just do have some of that holiday spirit and send out some extra love. Do something special, you know, maybe make it a family event.
Yeah.
Go and volunteer together. I think it's so important. And that's what this holiday season is really about.
It really should be about that. Absolutely.
Well, let's move on to my favorite section. I'm a little biased.
Yep. You know what? And I'm not biased. I'm going to tell you, Tiff, it's my favorite too.
Oh, gosh. That means so much to me. You know how much work I put into these horoscopes.
You sure do.
You know, one thing hit me really hard this week. So this isn't the longest horoscope, but this is something I really want everyone to listen to and think about. Okay, we can all do this together. Ask yourself the question, what am I holding on to? This is the perfect time to let go of anything that is holding you back. So what are you holding on to, friends?
I think that's great. Because we all make mistakes in life. And I know there are some times that, especially late at night, I'll be lying there thinking, and I'll remember this silly mistake I made years ago and won't even be able to get to sleep because of it. And it's stuff that, you know, in hindsight, it feels a lot bigger than it actually was. And I think it's good for us to try to let go of some of those things in order to move on.
You're exactly right. I mean, you're telling me of, you know, a time that you can't fall asleep to. I'm going to give you an example of
please.
Something that I needed to let go of. So growing up, I used to spend a lot of time with my cousins, and it was so much fun. And I remember one time we rented this beach house out, and we had a room with bunk beds in it, and it was so much fun. And we were all on the top of the bunk beds kicking the ceilings, and they were those horrible popcorn asbestos ceilings.
Oh, no.
And the popcorn was raining down onto all of us in the room. But, I mean, everyone was hitting the ceiling with their feet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my aunt came down and she said, oh, my God, what the heck is going on here? And so all of us blamed it on my cousin Zip.
No.
And, I mean, Zip, you know, he always got in trouble.
Was he the little one?
He was not actually the littlest one.
Oh.
Yeah, he was actually older than me. But, like I said, he always got blamed for everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was part of the lie and stuff. And, you know, he got in trouble. He didn't get to participate the rest of the night in, you know, the fun activities. And that's something that I had a hard time with for a long time. You know, there was a lot of guilt. But, you know, a couple of years ago, I was like, you know what, Tiff, you got to let go.
Yeah.
So that's just one small example.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You were talking about, you know, making a mistake and not being able to fall asleep. So that was mine for a long time.
Sometimes, for some reason, little things like that. I don't think Zip is thinking about that nowadays, but for some reason, you're sitting here thinking about it. I mean, I remember in primary school, I tripped this poor classmate of mine, on purpose. It was for some reason, I don't know what came over me. They were running, and I was like, oh, this might be fun. I have not stopped thinking about that years and years and years later.
Oh.
That must have been like, what? It's definitely over 30 years now. And
well,
I'm still thinking about it.
Well, you know what? This is your chance.
Yeah.
Let go.
Yeah. Maybe I should. I think you're right. I'm not the best person I am if I hold on to stuff like that and let it bring me down.
Absolutely. Yeah. Live in the moment, okay? Just be the best guy that you can be right now.
Right now? Okay. I'll try that for the rest of this episode. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
Okay. Then let's do it. You know why? Because we have something very important right now. We have a question from one of you. Because this segment is called, What's Your Problem? And this is when we encourage our listeners to send in their questions, and we play them on the air, and then we do our best to answer. So let's hear from this week's listener.
Hi, Guy. Hi, Tiff. My name's Lauren, and I'm currently really sick, so I was wondering what you guys like to do when you're sick, if there's anything special that makes you guys feel better. Have a great day. Oh, and I am a Taurus. Thanks.
Oh, Lauren, this is a great question. Okay. You know what? I am a sucker for self-care, especially when I'm sick, so I'm going to go first.
Yeah, because normally when I have a problem, I text Tiff. I say, Tiff, what should I do?
I am the self-care queen, okay? That's what Jace calls me, because I am all about it. Part of the reason I never had kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I like to take care of myself. You know, the less people there are around, the more time I have to take care of me.
Oh, you know, that makes sense. Get it, Tiff.
So, when I mean, even if I start getting the slightest bit of sickness, I mean, I am texting Guy, I'm saying, let him know I'm not coming. You know, and we'll talk about who comes in instead of me sometimes. That is a whole different dynamic you two have.
Me and Katie.
Yes, you and Katie. Oh my gosh. Oh God, you guys would love Katie. I'm sure she'll show up at some point,
maybe
somehow.
Maybe one day.
Yep. But, so first of all, I call in sick, okay? Tickle, I'm done. Calling out for the week. I do not mess around. I draw myself a scorching hot bath. And I mean, I have these fantastic bath bombs. I'll put three of those in the bath. I do that. And before I do that, I put my heater blanket into my bed. Get that thing turned on to max. I take my bath. I take deep breaths and stuff. I put a cool washcloth on my forehead. And just really try to focus on relaxing. Once I'm done, I'll put on a bunch of pairs of socks. I don't know where I read this one time, but I think, you know, when you're sick, you got to keep warm, and especially your feet. So I put on a bunch of pair of socks. I put on my most comfiest, coziest pajamas, and I crawl into bed, and my bed is warm, right, from my heater blanket. Then I also, you know, I got my candles that are on my nightstand, so I'm gonna light all of those, get those ready. I get a big, nice mug of lemon water.
Mm.
And I put a little honey in there, right? Because that'll soothe your throat. But I'll sip that down as I watch a nice, relaxing rerun. Usually, I always go to Oprah reruns because I miss her. You know, the OWN network is great. But it will never be the same as when that show was airing. Mm. So, I usually watch a nice rerun, sip on my tea, put on my eye mask once I'm done, put on my earplugs, and I will take the longest sleep that I possibly can. If I start waking up, I just focus. I mean, I've gone 16 hours once.
Impressive.
And I woke up completely fine. Not sick anymore. So, Lauren, I hope you have the means to be able to do that. If not, at least just do a few things, you know. If you can take a bath, awesome. You know, if you can put in earplugs, that would be great. Just really take care of you.
And Lauren, I have nothing to add there because that sounds pretty good. And that's all the kind of stuff that I try to do. I think sleep is definitely number one for me. And Lauren, all I can tell you is I really wish that you will get better soon. I'm hoping for the best for you. Hopefully by the time you're hearing this, you're already better. But this will be good to know for next time or for anyone else who feels a little tickle coming on.
Well, Lauren, Taurus, you know, the horoscope that I gave earlier, that is a good one for you. Okay? Because Tauruses are notoriously...
Notoriously. Oh, I'm sorry.
I like that. Notoriously.
Okay. Notoriously, yeah.
Perfect. A bit of perfectionists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to be easy on yourself. I definitely want you to think about the question I asked earlier. But this one is for you. You try to do it all. And while you are great at doing so, be gentle with yourself. Try to take 5 minutes out of every day and think of all the things you are proud of yourself for. You are doing just swimmingly. Don't forget that.
Oh, that's so nice. And sometimes, you know, you just need to hear that. You just need to hear, hey, it's okay. You're doing great.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. We're coming up on the end of December. So, you know, try to just not get too stressed out. I know it's a crazy time, but enjoy it.
Enjoy time with yourself, time alone. Enjoy time with family. Enjoy time with friends. Enjoy time with strangers if you can. Go out there and make some friends if possible. We just really hope that everyone has a great holiday season. And, you know, we'll see you one more time before Christmas. So we'll talk to you about the holidays again, I'm sure. But thank you so much for listening, everyone. This was Weekly Update. I'm Guy Amoretti.
And I'm Tiffany Kerr.
Signing off.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at Weekly Update. On Facebook, just search for Weekly Update. And you can find us on Twitter at Weekly Update Pod. And also, if you get the chance, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, because that is a very helpful thing for us and the future of our podcast, and we love hearing from you. Speaking of which, feel free to send us an email at weeklyupdatepodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want your question to be aired on our show, send us a voice message at anchor.fm/weeklyupdate. The link for that is in the description.